And Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. David O'Brien is writing about his friends in the Irish Times. He's with the Irish Uyghur Association, and those friends of his are Uyghurs who've disappeared into camps in China on the instructions of the Chinese government, the premier of which is on a visit here. In his column, O'Brien writes that he's lived most of his adult life in China and says the Chinese Communist Party is hiding from ordinary Chinese what it's doing to the Uyghurs. He says that the Irish government's silence amounts to complicity in this. According to the Irish Sun, the Taoiseach says he'll put several issues to the Chinese Premier today, while the Irish Independent says that top of the agenda at those meetings will be the beef ban. Clangers, that's a word in the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Star, but the word is coloured so that the sea is white but the rest is red and reads Langers. It's over a story about the renaming of Páirc Uí Chaoimh. The headline over the same story in the Irish Daily Mirror is Rebels Yell, while the Irish Examiner says that talks to rename the park are ongoing. The events in Roscrea are still making the papers this morning. The front page photo in the Irish Times shows local protesters leaving toys outside the doors of the asylum centre. One is quoted as saying, "Our protest isn't about the people coming here. We have the most utmost sympathy for them." The Independent has an editorial on the issues raised by the events in Roscrea. It says, "War, climate change and globalisation mean we must be able to absorb newcomers within realistic parameters." It goes on, "It behoves us to remember that we too once sent forward a tide of emigrants from our shores." That tide hasn't fully ebbed, according to a piece in the Irish Times by Laura Kennedy, who's just emigrated to Australia. She says that last year, 21,000 Irish moved to Australia, and it's time to ask what's pushing young people to go there. She suggests the cost of living and the availability of rental properties. And she writes, "Those who want to live alone or with a partner rather than six friends, or those who want to start a family, might be able to afford it." Three very different photos in the papers today, an upsetting one in the Herald. It shows a little boy holding a small white bucket. His face is squashed hard up against the back of a larger boy in front of him, and they're both in a queue of children lining up for food at a charity kitchen in Gaza. Photos in the Irish Daily Mirror are from the funeral of the gunman who died in Blanchardstown at Christmas. They showed the floral tributes there, one in the shape of a bottle of vodka and the other showing a balaclava and gloves. And then a couple of papers have photos of a laughing, smiling group of Americans in Donegal yesterday. According to The Star, they're students from Georgia who are putting on the play Dancing at Lunasa, and they flew over here to perfect their Donegal accents. The Irish Examiner features a damages claim against Limerick County Council. It was brought over the injuries a 9-year-old boy sustained when he fell from monkey bars in a local playground. The judge dismissed the claim, saying that even in a safe playground, accidents can and will happen. The court heard that the boy was there with his siblings while his mother supervised from a car parked nearby.
Ronan, thank you.